everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is Iram Said with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up. Super, super excited because I have with us for a brand new call, one more time, Sohail Khan Yousafzai, a good friend of mine, and as you guys already are familiar with him, a really advanced quantum jumper, somebody that I can easily say that I have not met anyone more accurate than him in the readings that he does, in the kind of predictions he can do, in how he can help you resolve some pretty deep questions, maybe a fork in the road and you're not sure which direction to go. It was such a pleasure when back in July I introduced Sohail for the first time to my audience. I have known Sohail, as I said, for a few years. Didn't take him seriously in the beginning because I thought, like many, many readers that I know, that he was going to be kind of like them. Until he did a few readings for me, and they were so unusual, they were so different, that at first, again, didn't take him very seriously, but then when they started to come true, and when he did a reading for me, when I was standing in my bedroom and he could describe the entire house to me from that vantage point, from where I was standing, it felt as if he was standing right next to me. It was shocking. And since then, he has shocked me many times. I don't get shocked anymore, but his readings can still be completely mind-boggling, completely out of the left field. Because, you know, the way the future unfolds, if you look at it, if you look at your life today and you go back 10 years, would you have been able to predict that, you know, some of the things that happened in these last 10 years, would you have been able to predict those? And for many of us, the answer is no, because sometimes what the future holds is so unpredictable. It's not in our awareness at all. So, you know, I've shared my opinion about what I think about, you know, the law of attraction and the secret and all of that stuff and how you can manifest your destiny through visualization and stuff like that. These kind of readings completely blow that out of the water, because if it's not even in your awareness and you have never even wished for it, let alone visualized it, how did it come about? And that's where the divine comes in, right? That's where divine will and divine destiny comes in, that sometimes we may not even be aware of something and it's written in our destiny and we're slowly and gradually moving towards that path. So the readings that Sohail did with many, many people from our community that bought the private sessions that he opened up just for FHTJ folks, because he normally does not do one-off sessions. His clients are long-term clients, and they basically work with him on a very deep level for a long, long time. So we had the opportunity and we jumped on it. Many of you guys got the sessions. We have had amazing feedback come through. You'll hear some of that today. Many of our clients reached out and let us know that how amazed they were with the kind of readings that Sohail had. And for some people, where even though the future that Sohail predicted seemed very, very unlikely, for some of them, it already came true. And they let us know, they emailed us, they let us know that it was shocking, but it came true. So very exciting stuff. And, of course, we were getting a lot of requests from people that wanted to learn how to do this. FHTJ and Bliss Up community has a lot of people that are themselves in the healing arts. They're either energy healers or they have something along those lines as their careers, or simply a deep desire to help people. And it was interesting because we got those requests from customer service, and then when I spoke to Sohail about his experience with our community, he also said the same thing, that many of your clients really want to learn how to do this. And it's interesting because I find that a lot of the people that came through my sessions actually already have an innate ability that they could, if they did try to do it, if they learned it, they would become very good at it. So we decided that, okay, we are going to launch a course where Sohail will teach people how to do this. It is Sohail's opinion, as you will hear from him, that all of us are born with this ability. We can all do this, and if we practice enough, we can become really, really good at it. So he truly wants to find people that are going to take this on as a passion like he does in helping people, in really helping and guiding people, in helping them get out of hopelessness, have hope. If he can, or if you learn to do this, if you can see that what their future holds, and even if they're in a very dark, desolate place right now, if you could only just get them to be like, you know what, it's okay, just buck up, it's a little bit more, it's a little way further, and you have no idea how amazing your future can be. I can see it, and I can translate it for you, but you just got to give it a little bit more time. So that kind of stuff can really, really turn a person's life around. And of course, if you can help people, if they have fallen off of their path, off the path that leads them to their divine destiny, if you can help them gently, nudging them back towards that path, it is an extremely fulfilling work and can change people's lives, and you can actually see the impact that it has on people's lives. So we're going to be talking about that offer today. Now, those of you that may not have heard my previous two interviews with Sohail, please make sure you email customer support, ask for that interview, the first one, because that's when I really go deep and ask questions from Sohail about what quantum jumping is, how did you first find out that you could do this. It's a really crazy, wacky story that seems like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie, and that's typically how it is with people that are born with this gift naturally, and it just gets activated at a certain point in their lives. It drove him crazy, I can tell you that much. It drove Sohail crazy. He thought he was going out of his mind. And then he later learned how to control it and use it at will. And almost 40 years later, he is the most accurate, the most expert in this field. I can tell you, having met so many psychics, readers, healers, all kinds of people from across the globe, I have personally never met anyone more accurate than Sohail. And how great it is that he's going to be teaching some of our audience members how to do this. Now, I do want to say this quickly, that there are only 10 spots because he wants to go deep with each person that is going to be taking this course. He wants to make sure that they get what they need to get from him. So we have limited the group to 10 people only. And the offer was first opened to Sohail's clients, people that had taken sessions with Sohail because they had been really requesting it. So we don't even have those 10 spots anymore. I believe we have only 5 left. So if you resonate with this as we're talking about it during the call, make sure you jump in and you sign up, because we will not be able to promise any spots if we reach the 10. Okay, the best thing, if you resonate with it, the best thing you can do is go ahead and sign up. If you have maybe one or two questions, make sure you send them through the webcast while the call is live. If you listen to the replay, make sure you email customer support right away, because like I said, we can get your questions answered, but we won't be able to promise a spot in this particular course if we already reach the 10 spots, okay? So I want to go ahead and start the call. Let's jump in. Welcome, Sohail. Welcome back to FHT Day.
Oh, thank you so very much, Aram. A very, very good morning, a beautiful and a good morning to the beautiful Aram and her beautiful audience. I honestly, hearing you, this is too much for me. I am just a, like you know it, and I tell everyone, I'm just a small, regular guy. I'm pleased and humbled again and again by you, and to be here with you guys. Your audience has been tremendous. I mean, all those people that I worked with the one versus one sessions, oh, they were beautiful souls, very powerful souls. I have never met such beautiful, helping, powerful, gifted, I would say, souls. And you have a beautiful audience all over the world. I said that in your last call also, from all over. Couldn't believe it. New Zealand, Australia, Lithuania, name a place. I mean, most probably I had never heard of these countries also. It is amazing. And all of them were so dedicated for helping humans, for helping people around them. And most of them were, 70-80% were healers. It's amazing to meet so many healers at one place. It was this experience for me. It is the first time ever that I have come like this. And it was amazing. I have learned so much. So much from your audience, from you, from this whole experience that I cannot tell you. I mean, it was amazing. What can I say? And beautiful souls. They're all gifted. It's just that they need a direction. They need a direction, and I don't know. But the experience was mind-blowing for me. I don't know about your audience. For me, it was so beautiful.
Thank you. They are amazing. Absolutely. I'm very, very proud and at the same time humbled to serve this beautiful community. We do have some of really amazing souls that are part of this community, really beautiful light workers. So it makes a lot of sense that we could find some people from this community. As you always say, Sohail, that I'm only one person and I'm going to die. I would like to be able to pass this on to other people who can then... And I believe that, you know, the time now is where people are waking up to these kinds of talents. My prediction is that in a few years from now, this is going to be very, very mainstream, right? For example, I talk about the docuseries I produced, which defines energy healing and the science that backs energy healing. And it has been received so well. We actually heard that we might be on Amazon Prime because, Amazon Prime is mainstream. So people in the mainstream are waking up to this kind of stuff, and energy medicine is going to be the next frontier in healing and medicine. And so all these kinds of abilities and talents that used to be considered woo-woo, now people are beginning to understand the science. And that these are not woo-woo. A lot of people do have these abilities. And because they were not accepted, they would just be kind of in the closet or they would not talk about it. So it's very interesting. And I'm super excited that you are offering this course to my community because I can't wait to see how people learn this and go through with it. So briefly, I want to talk about, we have in the first call, we talked about quantum jumping and all of that, how it's done. But I noticed that when you would talk with your clients in the one-on-one sessions, you kind of briefly described how the reading is done, like, you know, when you push your soul out and see images and stuff. Could you do that for our audience right now? Could you describe when you're in a reading and you're reading a person, how exactly do you do that? Because it's not a psychic reading. It's very different from a psychic reading.
Okay. I don't know how others do it, to be honest. I honestly have never...
Just tell us how you do it.
Okay, so what basically is, it's a lot of concentration. It's submission, as you know it, and we both are from that faith. I'm a Muslim, so I call it Allah. It's a complete submission to Allah, first of all. You have to let everything go and put it in His court. He will give you the permission for it. There is nobody else, no entity, no angel. Nobody will give you the permission for this. Because this world, this cosmos, everything belongs to Allah. So first of all, complete submission to Allah. And you pray to Him, oh Allah, please help me. Help this person know things where he can improve on his destiny. And then I close my eyes, I take a deep breath. Well, I have attained it, and I'm sure others will be also. And I push the soul out of my body. Now, of course, you would say, oh, you push your soul out of body, how come you're alive? Okay, I completely understand that. So that pushing out soul is for 1.20 seconds. I can maximum do it for 1.20. I knew somebody who taught me this. He could do it for 2 seconds. You push your soul. The soul is such a powerful thing in you. It's a part of Allah. It's a part of Allah. And we all humans are trying to study it, and we have failed. It travels about a good 800 to 1,000 million miles, a billion miles. And it goes to this parallel universe, which is, of course, there is a future, fourth dimension. I jumped there. Now, it is for such a short time. You can even say, you can call it jumping, you can call it portal traveling, you can call it wormhole traveling. So it's exactly like a door opens up and you go there. And when you reach there, you jump right next to the person that you're trying to find out about. And you quickly take a picture with your memory eyes and you come back there. Then at the same time, I go to the divine library. I call it divine library. I'm sure people know it by the name Akashic Records. But here, this library totally belongs to Allah. Nobody can interfere with this library. Nobody can change your destiny. But people can change their own destiny. But nobody
else. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. So tell us about. Yeah, go ahead.
You read destiny and you compare it for the future. And I try to make the picture clearer. And then there comes a complete picture. And it's very easy, provided you have a lot of concentration and a complete submission to Allah. It could be your God. I mean, by Allah, I mean, Allah is the word for me, for you.
And that's what I wanted to say. Yeah, so somebody just asked the question, do you have to be a Muslim to be able to do this? No, you don't. So because you missed the first call, I explained in there that Sohail is a devout Muslim, and especially when he's doing the readings, because, part of his soul is, not part of his soul is actually doing the jumping, and what he shared is that he does many, many jumps in a reading. It's multiple jumps, so language kind of becomes difficult at that time,
yes,
because, part of your awareness, your consciousness is busy doing something else, and you're looking at images, you're looking at signs, symbols, all kinds of things. You're actually looking at the future, but in the form of images. And so you're trying to decipher, you're trying to understand. So I tell everybody that he's going to use the language that he's very comfortable with, the language that he's used to. So he's going to use terms like Allah and submission to Allah. But whoever you are and whichever faith you belong to, it doesn't matter. As long as you understand that there is divine intelligence, there's a creator who created all of us, and that creator is the supreme power. So whatever name you give them, it's up to you, whatever you're comfortable with. So no, you do not have to be a Muslim to learn how to do this. So my next question, Sohail, is you were just kind of touching on this, that what is written in the divine destiny, nobody can change it. I have a huge rub, I will admit this, because I see a lot of people, and I've bought those programs in the past, where some, you know, people would say, we can change your Akashic records, and, you know, this is how you can do it, and that's, and I used to know this concept of divine destiny, and I thought, well, I'm going to go change my Akashic records, because, as you know, one of the biggest challenges in my life has been around the subject of relationships, marriages, and I wanted to change that karma. I wanted to be able to, like, I remember one time I got this reading from a very famous healer who does Akashic stuff, Akashic records and this and that, and she said, I'm with you in your Akasha and we're going to change your destiny. So the gentleman that I was with at that time, I really, really wanted him to come back. We had broken up. I really wanted him to come back. So we did that, and she said, you know, you can write your own destiny, and you can ask for this, and you can. Yeah, well, that never happened. He eventually actually passed away, but we never got back together. And 10 years later, I am so, so grateful to God that it didn't happen, because my life trajectory would have changed, and I'm so much better off with the way my life is now. So I'm so grateful that actually that didn't even happen. And it was frankly a false claim, because she said that your destiny has changed now. And then, of course, they say if it's for your highest and best, you know, if there was another person involved and their will is also concerned and all of that stuff. But I find this to be so much more truthful, that if, explain to us what you say. If a person, if something is written in their destiny, and let's say you see it, or somebody that learns from you is able to see somebody's destiny, how can a person change it if they really don't want that thing to happen? How can they change it?
Absolutely. First of all, saying about those Akashic records and people saying that I will make a change, I don't think so. This is completely, I think, fooling people. What is written for your destiny, trust me, is written for your destiny. Nobody can change it except you. So how you change it is that you make a little prayer every day to your divine creator. Like, again, I would repeat, whoever, your God, he, she, for me, it's Allah. I make a prayer for my own self every evening. And I cry to Allah. And I ask Him, oh Allah, make it happen better. Like, suppose if somebody, like in your case, you mentioned about a gentleman whom you wanted to be back. So you can only pray and pray with your heart. But my thing is that you have to pray with your heart. It has to come from within your chest. It is like a little bit when you're little and you're crying for food, you cry from your heart, because that's how you get the attention of your mother or your guardian, whoever is around you. So your guardian at this time, your owner, your creator is Allah. You have to cry to Him the way you are really feeling inside your heart. And you cry, you ask for it. If it is good for you, okay, because we have human knowledge. We are like small little kids. We go after every glittery thing. We think, because we don't have a far sight, we don't have the wisdom of Allah. We are just human knowledge, human brain. So we see anything glittery, we want to go after. Glittery could be a male companion, money, bigger things, whatever. Whatever is glittery. That's what I mean, by that. But the thing is, Allah knows it better, that this particular person, this particular thing will not be right for you. So if you cry from your heart, ask Him if it is right for you, and if He can make an adjustment, He would make an adjustment. But only He can make an adjustment in your destiny. Nobody
divine destiny. Yeah.
Divine destiny. Nobody has the password. Nobody has the access to that book to even touch it. The only thing is, you have to ask Him. If He thinks that it is right for you, He will. Otherwise, He will compensate you with something far more better than that. And I'm sure that that must have happened in your case. And you even mentioned that later on, it was you felt like that was the right thing that you didn't get it. Because later on, when
yes,
you said...
Yes, absolutely.
He makes it.
It was.
He brings it in front
of
you.
And really, the thing is that it really helps me in over the years, to have such a strong trusting bond with God, with Allah, is the strongest asset I have today. Honestly, that's the strongest asset I have today, is that trust. I want to share a story with our listeners. It's very personal, but I will share it because this is what happens when. The beauty of having such a strong bond that is based on trust. So when my dad got COVID, you remember that incident, Sohail? So
absolutely.
When my dad got COVID, so right before that, I'll just backtrack a little bit.
I remember.
Yeah, a few months before my dad getting COVID, so my dad had COVID last year. My aunt, one of my really dear aunts, also had COVID. I told Sohail about it, that, you know, she's been diagnosed with COVID. It was not serious at all. She just had that cough and the flu symptoms. And Sohail started to say stuff like, you know, she's never going to feel any pain. So she's not going to feel pain anymore. She had lost a son a couple of years prior to that he was a paratrooper, parajumper. So she had been in a lot of emotional pain. So Sohail just kept saying to me, she's not going to feel any pain anymore, Iram. So of course I understood. I know his languaging, that when he has to deliver bad news, he does it very gently, kind of in a subtle manner. And so I understood what he was saying, and I was shocked because she was not that serious. It was not, there weren't any complications. She was okay. But every time I asked him, he would just say, she's not going to, once he went to the hospital, he just said gently, she's not going to come back from the hospital and she's never going to feel pain again. And I cried, of course. It was so sad. And her condition suddenly took a turn for the worse. She was gone within 3 days of being normal to suddenly being very, very serious and then just gone. And however... one of my cousins, and that's what I shared in the initial interview, my cousin's husband had 3 heart surgeries. The doctors had said that there was 1% chance that he was going to make it through the surgery. 99% chance was that he was going to die on the operating table. And that if by some miracle he made it through the surgery, his body had become so weak that he was going to die within the next few days with a massive heart attack. My brother himself is a cardiologist, and he told me to be ready and, you know, to be ready to support our cousin, because he was also quite sure. He said, this is just, you know, not possible that this guy is going to survive. Now, Sohail kept saying, every time I asked him, he was adamant, and this is what you will find in his readings, that he doesn't give you a reading that kind of sounds like the logical thing based on the information you're giving him. Sometimes he's going to go completely opposite to the information you're giving him, and he will say, I don't know, don't ask me how this is going to happen, but I see this person. So this is what he kept saying to me. I see this person alive and well. Within a year, he's going to be going back to work. He is fine. And I would be like, this is impossible, dude. This is really, you're just really. And he said, you can go tell your cousin. You can go write it down for her that her husband is going to be fine. In the meantime, tell her to just really pray and feed the poor, do something, you know, for the poor and the needy, and her husband is going to live. So she should be grateful to God. Of course, he lived. Okay, now I want to fast forward to what happened when my dad got COVID. Now, of course, my brother being the doctor, he was going to get the best care. I had had COVID. Mine got serious, and my brother started really aggressive treatment, so I was fine. When my dad got COVID, he had just gotten, his condition had just gotten worse, where he was hallucinating, he was delirious, and so Hale started using that kind of language with me, where I got alarmed that, oh my God, what are you saying? And I started crying. I said, I don't want you to be evasive. I want you to tell me the truth. And he would just say stuff like, Iram, you know, our parents don't belong to us. We don't belong to them. We all belong to Allah. And when it's somebody's time, you need to be grateful for the time you've had with them. And, you know, this kind of language. And I was like, oh, my God, I know what he's doing. That means he's seeing something and he's preparing me, and I wasn't ready. So I started crying and I said, no, I'm not ready. Not now. I'm not ready. And so, Hale, you said, are you ever going to be ready? And I said, no. So he said, so you want God to wait till you're ready, and you know that time is never going to come. Mm-hmm. So I said, the next thing I said, not right now. I just want a little bit of time. And the next thing that Sohail said, now, because he and I have had many discussions about God, the next thing he said shook me to my core, because he said, so you are being God now. You think you are God, because you can then decide what time is best for your dad, and God doesn't know what's best for you and what's best for your dad, what's best for everybody concerned. So you want to be God. You want to make the decision. It shook me to my core, and I said, can you hold on for a minute? I put him on hold, and I immediately started praying. And I said to God, I submit. Your will is supreme. Yeah, I said, your will is supreme, and my will is nothing. I am just a scared human right now, daughter praying for her dad.
Absolutely.
And I submit my dad to you. I submit him to you. Whatever you want is what I want. And then I came back on the phone. So here's the thing. My dad is alive. He's doing great. And I asked Sohail, because I had to take my daughter to another town next day. I didn't want to go. I wanted to be with my dad. And Sohail said, you being here, you know, you can't do anything. He's in the COVID ward. Your responsibility is to your daughter, so you need to be a responsible human being right now. I did go. I dropped her off in Karachi so she could take a flight back to Dallas. And I came back, and I just had so much peace. This is what I wanted to share with you guys. The moment I surrendered my dad to Allah, to God, there was peace. That I wasn't crying. I was in the airplane, and I had tears running down my face, and my daughter looked at me, and she was like, Mom, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm sad for Nanabu, because he's so sick. And she said, I'm sorry you have to go with me to drop me off. And I said, no, don't be sorry. This is where I want to be. I'm exactly where I need to be. But so I had peace in my heart. I still was concerned about my dad. And I had this love, of course, for my dad. Now, why I shared this story with you guys. Of course, my dad lived. He came back from the hospital. So I called up Sohail. I'm like, okay, the first time that you were, you didn't really quite predicted, because you were being gentle. Tell me, tell me, did
what
you
happened?
see? Yeah, I said, did you actually see that my dad, you didn't see him in the future, right? And he agreed. He said, yes, I did not see him in your life anymore, which usually means one thing, right? That it's somebody's time to go. He said, I could find him nowhere in your future. And I said, then what happened? And he said, first of all, this is his will. I only get to see what he allows me to see. So his will at that time was he let me see what was written in your dad's destiny. And then the destiny was changed.
And
I said, and I was shocked. I said, do you think it got changed because I prayed? He said, because you surrendered to God's will in such an absolute manner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It gets changed. It's so amazing. People talk to me. I tell them their destiny. Something, just like in your case. And whatever. And if they check with me, say, after a month, I go back to the same divine library. I check the destiny. It's no more the same. Because the last time I checked, it had this thing. Because people, whichever person I was telling the destiny to, he must have cried. He must have connected. Do you think connection only I can make? No. Rather, the more surrendered, the more submitted you are, the more near you are to him. It is not that only I can make a connection to him. Anybody can make a connection to Allah. I can ask for change of destiny, can ask for giving him or her the permission to jump or to travel through dimensions. And you just need to submit. That's the underlying, the capital words. Submit to Allah's, the divine creator. Let's put it, divine creator's will. Whatever he will. If you have had an accident, a road accident, trust me. And you're still alive, he wants you to be alive. You know, that road accident, he made it happen so that you don't go on that path. I'm telling you, it has become so clear to me by now. You ask him, if you're hungry, you don't have any money, and you're hungry, and you want to eat a certain food, suppose it costs $50. You ask him, I can bet on it. I can bet on it. He will somehow the other make $50 available for you. He is the divine. Don't ever challenge him. Don't ever doubt him. He will give you whatever you want. He concentrates on you like you're the only one in the world. He concentrates on
you. You know, this brings me to this other thing that was very intriguing, which actually then prompted me to launch my own course, because there is such anguish in people. And I was shocked to see that there was this level of anguish even in the FHTJ community, although, you know, they're very, very spiritually aware folks. But this notion that that God is too busy running the, you know, higher level activities of the universe, therefore he doesn't have time for my petty little issues and for my problems. And I can tell you guys that the opposite is true. He is the divine. First of all, let's not humanize him. We try to understand God through a human perspective, so we think he's somebody like us, very, very capable, but still who has a restraint. Yeah, he has a restraint on his time. No, he doesn't. He is omnipotent. He is everywhere, and he's minutely aware of each and everybody's situation, down to a little ant, you know, an insect crawling on the earth, to these huge, gigantic galaxies. And he is very, very intimately aware of our breathing, of our thoughts, of the thoughts that we have not even thought yet. We haven't been, you know, they're not even in our brain yet. They're not in our consciousness, of the emotions in our heart, right, even from ourselves. He's aware of everything. And for me, it's like, yeah, I fancy angels. I try to connect with my guides in the past. Nothing ever interested me because the void I felt in my soul could only be filled with God's presence, with God's love. And it's yours for the asking. It's yours for the taking. It takes is a second. And that's part of, by the way, part of the course that Sohail's going to teach is he's going to teach how to create that, how to really develop that very resilient connection with God that can support you in everywhere and everything that you do, and then how to learn how to surrender, and it's going to be a very experiential course. So I have a few questions in the webcast. I want to Sohail, I'm sorry, because we can talk for days, but we're kind of running low on time, running short on time. So there's some questions, and I want to encourage our listeners, if you guys want to learn how to be a quantum jumper, there are two levels, and I'll explain that in a minute, in this course. So it's a two-day course. It is an intensive, so it will be held over Zoom. We wanted to do it live in person. We were even thinking of Dubai, but then Gretchen reminded us that many people still can't travel because of COVID restrictions, so it's better to do it on Zoom so that, you know, other people can take advantage of it too, whoever is interested in the course. So we're going to do it on Zoom, and it's a two-day course. You can learn how to be a quantum jumper. I'll give you the details on some of the things we're going to be doing, Sohail's going to be doing in the course. But it's, like I said, it's experiential. And when you will be on camera, you can see Sohail. He will be able to see you. And, yes, you will be doing readings on each other once he's taught you and stuff like that. And then those of you that actually want to do this very seriously, want to become certified, so don't miss out. When you check out, then you will get that offer that if you want to be certified in the course, that is 3 months longer, and it requires a few things in the certification. So Hale will check your work himself, and you will be able to practice and really good become good at it. And the other thing is, good news to those people that really want to become certified and want to do it seriously, Sohail does not do a lot of, he doesn't do personal sessions, these one-on-one sessions. Outside of FHTJ, he does not allow that. It's not even offered. If somebody, even one of his VIP clients, asks him to do a session for one of their friends or family members, it's a minimum of $1,000. So there are a lot of people that ask for one-on-one, and he politely refuses. If he has certified quantum jumpers that have learned from him, he'll be happy to forward those requests to those people. Of course, you can't, you know, you may not be able to charge as much as he does until you are proficient at it, but this can be a great tool in your repertoire. If you are already a healer, this could be really a great tool that you can use to help people with. So, Sohail, I'm going to jump to a few questions. So, guys, send me your questions. And by the way, if you are someone who's interested in learning quantum jumping, please let us know. Raise your hand, and I'm dropping. I see one hand raised right now. I'm sorry. I'm going to lower your hand right now. And please only raise your hand if you have a question regarding this this course. Sohail is not doing personal readings on the call today, but if you want to know, Sohail, do you think I can do this? Is this something I should learn? Or if there's a question about the course, then you can raise your hand by pressing *2. You have to be on the phone line for that. Or you can send your question in the webcast. Now, I see a few questions. Okay, so this is this is something Sohail and I discussed, and this is part of the course. I wanna read this. If I can see someone's future, how do I know that it is the future for their best? If not through my future telling, I might influence their decision making, and maybe it's for the bad. So So that was something we discussed, Sohail, that you're actually going to teach in the course. That if how do you decide what to share with people? How do you know it's for their highest and best good to know something and share it or not?
Okay, this is a very, very interesting question. You know what? I'm not saying it for the sake of saying it. This is something which is really very interesting. Okay, I'll tell you what. I remember when I started this to tell a little girl something which she didn't want to hear. And I realized she didn't take it well. So the thing is, over a period of time, when you keep practicing it, then you come to know. You come to know a lot of things. Allah puts a lot of things in your discipline. It comes automatically with the passage of time. It may not come initially immediately, but you should be aware of it, what is in that sense a little bit. But I tell you, it will come into you, and there are a lot of disciplines in it. You cannot change the destiny. So don't try to change the destiny. Now, you should try to understand from what I'm saying. Like, don't try to tell them anything that you would think that it will come into you. Trust me, it will. When Allah gives you the permission to jump, He gives you this discipline also. You have to be very careful in telling people how to go about it. Like, suppose somebody's asking, oh, should I stay with this guy or should I leave this guy? And you should always be, oh, please give it a try. Oh, please try to make it happen. You should go very positive on everything. You shouldn't be negative. And you should not, there is hardly any bad news generally in people's destinies. I tell you, we humans are the worst bad news for our own self. There's hardly any bad news. That's honest. We dig our own graves, we make for our own selves.
And we blow up the problems bigger than they are.
Yes.
I agree.
So if you keep it positive, that will help you maintain the discipline of this particular knowledge also. So if somebody's trying
I just want to remind you really quickly. We are limited on time. I'm so sorry. I apologize about interrupting.
It will come with the practice.
And it's going to be taught in the course. So if you're going to take the course, you will be taught how to handle how do you tell people what is for their highest and best good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot of questions. They're just pouring in. Let me jump on to the next question.
This is
really cute. I love this one because I used to ask you this question too. Silvana said, what if it's so lovely out there that I forget to return my soul to my physical body?
Sorry, could you come again on that one? Sorry.
So Silvana said, what if it's so lovely out there that I forget to return my soul to my physical body?
Well, it is very lovely, I tell you. Oh, my God. Colors you have never seen. Brightness and lights you have never seen. I can assure you that. You would not like to come back. It is like a very sad trip back. But you have to come back because your body can't survive without a soul. Right? Because 1.20 is the seconds is what I can sustain. Then my heart, my mind, my kidneys, my lungs, they understand that something is missing, which is the soul. You can keep going on in a drag error, but then you need to come back because your body here on the earth will die. It will simply
drag
die.
Error is an aviation term, you guys. So yes, drag
absolutely.
Error. Yeah, because Sohail was a fighter pilot, so he still uses a lot of aviation terms. And, you know, soul flying is kind of like that. Thank you for answering that. And you will be able to pull your body, pull your soul back into your body, Silvana.
Yes.
Don't worry. And by the way, for those of you that because I asked Suhail this question before our call, that what he said to me was, if you have the desire, if you are feeling desirous of learning how to do quantum jumping, if something inside you is saying, oh, I would really love to be able to do that, then you have the ability. We all have the ability, but then you are probably one of those people that have stronger ability, let's say. And it's in your destiny to do that. Now, I asked him if... Please go ahead, Suhail.
You know, for your audience, I want to tell them. Aram here, the one who's conducting this platform right now, I tell you, she is the best. She is a bond jumper, but she is very lazy. She is very lazy. She doesn't want to go there. I tell you, without learning jumping, Aram, you are far ahead of me in most of the concepts of Allah, the outside world. It seems like you have already done that maybe in a previous life. And this time around, you are with a different role. And I keep telling Aram, please, for her, it would be 1 hour. I just have to tell her how to do it. And she could be better than me, but she's lazy. So there'll be a lot of people.
But I have you. That's the thing. I have you. And maybe that's actually, Suhail, maybe that proves that point. Maybe it's not my time yet, because I really have no desire to learn it. I don't.
But I'm there for as long, number one. Number two, there'll be a lot of people outside in your audience who would be bond just like you, but they may not be accepting it. Or giving it to themselves, and you know what? Maybe I can't do it. And they're already like, I just have to maybe spend 2 days, 3 days with them, and give them a little direction, and there they are, which is exactly like you. So
I want to share with them. I want to share with the audience what happened when you. When we were putting this course together, I had Suhail take me through a couple of exercises, and I can tell you in the one where he teaches you how to focus and then push your soul out, it's about an hour long meditation, which for me, he said, you just need 10 minutes. So
10 minutes.
When I did that, I can tell you guys, it was a crazy experience, because when I pushed my soul out, it went and it crashed against something. I told you at that time, so like I went and I crashed against a wall, because I said to Suhail, I'm going to read your future. I want to read your future. And it was so funny. I crashed against the wall. I'm like, oh yeah, I went and crashed against the Kaaba. And I was like, what just happened? I hit that wall. And he was laughing. He said, yeah, because you just catapulted out of your body. And then the next thing, I went somewhere else, and it was crazy, wild colors. And I'm like, what was that? So it's really a lot of fun, and it does happen very quickly.
It's like a wild pony. You just have to learn how to saddle it and put the bridle in the face, in the mouth of that pony. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. Then you know how to take it left, right, run forward, run backwards. So right now you were on a unsaddled pony, untrained pony, wild horse, I would say. So that's why you were banging the walls.
It didn't hurt, you guys. It didn't hurt, but it was like, whoa, what was that? It was super, super fast. Yeah, it was really funny. And then I was like, I don't want. I know I can do it, but I would rather you do it for me.
I love.
So if we have a question from Melissa. First of all, Melissa, sweetheart, much, much love to you. Sending you loads of love and healing and blessings. So Melissa's message is, I'm crying listening as I have felt completely defeated recently as the grief of losing my son swallowed me up and my dream of being of service to ease others' pain is vanishing due to just trying to survive, literally. Do you believe I can learn this practice to help others or is this not part of my path? You are a blessing. Thank you for sharing.
What's the name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. 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 I think you should give it a try, Melissa. Give it a try. It will work with you. Because you have the foundation for it. You have the foundation for it. Your son... okay. You know what? I don't want to touch on that subject. Don't worry. Everything is good. That was meant for everybody's betterment. And inshallah, Allah will give you jaza. Allah will reward you for it. Don't worry. That son of yours whom you called your son was never your son. He's the son of Allah. And he has gone where Allah wanted him to go. Do not worry. Give it a try. Give it a try. I'm sure you have the foundation for it. You have the foundation for it. And you will make it. And you will help people. Absolutely. If you have the faith and determination to help people, others, not to go through this, you would definitely be able to help them. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I can tell you, dearest Melissa, that like I mentioned, my aunt who had lost her son, she used to always say in the family that she was the one with the softest heart, that I am, you know, she would say it herself, that I am someone who cannot endure any challenge, any difficulty. I'm too weak. I'm too this, I'm too that. And I saw such courage and such beauty come out of her. She lost her very, and the son that she lost was, the whole family adored him. He was just like an angel. He was such a beautiful human being. And it was through surrender. She surrendered so completely to God, because of course she was in so much pain. It's, you know, one of the most difficult human challenges to endure. And sometimes it's just beyond us to endure the pain. So she surrendered everything to God, her pain, her son, the what had happened, everything. And before she passed away, she was a very happy person. She would tell me time and again, I have not forgotten my son. His loss is still very, very big and raw, but I'm happy and I'm grateful to God. And that's how she passed away. It was such an example. It was amazing. So I hope that you will be able to find a way to help others, my dear Melissa, because that's one of the fastest ways to heal a broken heart, because God takes away your pain. So, okay. Yeah. 716 area code, you are on. Do you have a question, dear?
Yes, I was wondering, I'm not exactly sure what quantum jumping is, but I had an experience many years ago where after a very spiritual time, I closed my eyes at night to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I was in a totally different dimension. Mm-hmm. And then when I opened my eyes, I was back in my room. When I closed my eyes, I was again a totally different dimension with, you know, I mean, I described it to my roommate. I'm like, here's mm-hmm. what I'm seeing, because I was like on a different world. So is that jumping, quantum jumping?
What's your name?
That's my
dear?
Question. Susan?
Susan. Susan.
Yeah.
So Sahil, was Susan doing what you did with your roommate?
Hi, Susan. You know, the thing is, it's so beautiful. To some, it just comes naturally. Like I just explained to Iram, it comes naturally. Most probably to you, it comes naturally. You're a bond jumper or a portal traveler, whatever you would call it. Especially, this is the same thingy-majingy you would call, you know, when you basically go to sleep. Your soul, actually, I don't know if you know it or not. When you sleep, your soul leaves your body. Okay?
I do
and
know that.
And that is wonderful. So that's when you see these all things, and we call it dreams. And they have meanings. They have meanings, and you know that there are people who decipher dreams. There was a prophet in Islam, there was a prophet that we follow who used to decipher. We call it Joseph, but of course, Joseph, not in Islam. He was the son of the grandson of Abraham, and Joseph, the leader of Bani Israel.
I'm very familiar with the Bible.
Wonderful.
And this was not a dream because I was wide awake. I had I was a very spiritual discussion we had had. I was wide awake, was just closing my eyes to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I'm boom in this alternate world. It's
Susan,
beautiful.
Let me ask you this. Have you heard the first interview I did with Sohail?
No, I jumped on this about almost half an hour
in.
So I just jumped on this because I'm like, oh, this sounds really interesting. So I wanted to get in.
Yeah.
I didn't get the beginning of it. So I really don't know much about what you guys are about.
Okay. So you want to just make sure you email customer support and ask for that first interview. Maybe we should put up the first interview on the page too, because a lot of people may not know the background. So when Sohail started, he was about 24 years old. The first experience he had was similar to what you're talking about, only he saw his roommate on fire and he tried to put the fire out. So it's, and then the story continued and it was kind of crazy. So there's a page that has all that description on it. So what I'll do is I'll have Naila put that up on this particular offer page so people can listen to that interview and get a background on what quantum jumping actually is. We just did this call for those people that want to learn the course. So this might be something, because he had to learn how to control it. He was just calling it a wild pony. So that's kind of what it is like. Sometimes it just happens on its own, and you're like, what in the world just happened? Where did I just go?
Yeah, I actually can now start directing my energy to do things like that when I go to bed.
That's
and
beautiful.
Then,
beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm doing something very similar, but I've always wondered about that one experience because that really caught me. Like, I've always been a very spiritual person. That's my path. It's very spiritual. So when this happened, it was like, whoa, this is like very intense because I never, I was taught differently, growing up in a religion that we won't talk about. That don't believe
in it.
It's
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a long story.
Awesome. Well, I hope that you
I would like to go into this more.
Awesome. All right, my dear. And
I don't want to hold up the car, though. So
it's okay.
I know that
thank you
other
so
people
much for your questions. Lots of love. I forgot to actually go over the offer. We were having so much fun talking. So it's at blissupnow.com/quantum22. You all have the link. So whether you're on the webcast or you can click on the link that was provided in the email. Like I said, only 10 people will be able to get into the course. And this is where you can really learn how to become a quantum jumper. So one of the questions I'm going to ask Sohail, so you can also hear what happened when he actually had to learn how to do this properly through someone who was already a very experienced quantum jumper. So Sohail also had to learn it. You won't have to go through some of the very difficult things that Sohail had to go through because he now knows what the teacher wanted to do. It's about learning how to focus and concentrate at the same time, learning how to enter those divine realms, right? Create that very deep, resilient connection with the divine because nothing in those realms happens without his permission, nothing. And I don't care what people say from around the world. I have gotten readings. I have worked with many people. I'm sorry. I simply have a huge no that comes up when anybody says that, you know, you can get the help of such and such guide or such and such angel. They all are part of the force or the army of God, the divine, and you can work directly with the divine. You need his permission, and once he gives permission, everybody follows suit. So this is so the course is going to be November 4th and 5th. Those are tentative dates because Sohail wants to make sure that people that join the course, whatever is the most optimal dates and times for the people that have joined, he will adjust according to that, because he was telling me that, you know, when I did the sessions, Iram, I had people from all over the world. Your audience is all over the world. And I said, yeah, that's why it's a global summit. So he wants to make sure, if, you know, depending upon the different time zones that people are going to be from, he wants to be able to, you know, choose the best timings for everybody. So the recordings will be provided. It will be an experiential course. You guys will have, here is what Sohail had been, let me see if I can pull up some of the guidelines, because he doesn't want to go over, he's very flexible based on what the people need. And some of the things that you guys are going to learn that you will have, how to really understand how this connection with the divine is made, how to really have that knowledge that is down in your core, that he is the supreme, he has control over everything, he can give you anything that you desire if it's for your highest and best good, and how to really create that, not just that perspective, but that experience. So you'll have knowledge sharing, and you will have experiential learning as well. Ultimate surrender is also going to be part of that. Unconditional, absolute surrender, and then a very, very powerful exercise on feeling that absolute surrender, and then how powerful and rooted and grounded that makes you feel. On that same day one, you will be able to do a practice on quantum jumping. And day two, he doesn't want to share exactly what happens because he wants you to not start, you know, guessing. And day two is pretty much all experiential. By the end of day two, you will have experienced quantum jumps yourself. You will learn how to decipher what you're seeing. Because you're going to be doing it with Sohail, he's going to be able to see your jumps. So he will actually see what you're doing. Like when I did, he saw me do it, and he saw me hanging out in the different realms and was able to tell me where I had gone. So he will tell you, he will give you instructions on how to practice. And then, of course, if you're part of the certification program, there are details on that page. People that can actually get the certification from Sohail. And like I said earlier, that when he gets the extra traffic for one-on-one sessions that he doesn't have time to cater to, then he will be passing those on to people that are certified by him. So a couple of more questions, Sohail. And guys, okay, we have a few more minutes. If you have questions, if you're on the phone line, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 or send me your question on the webcast. Oh, you know what? I wanted to, I think I forgot to run this. I think it's here. No. I need to find this one feedback that was sent to us by one of your clients. So let me find that. Here we go. And And this is from Mary.
Okay.
Should it start? Did it start?
No, it didn't.
Huh. It says it's playing, so maybe Nyla, Gretchen forgot to.
There.
So I'm just going to go over kind of the questions that you have already answered. And so the first one was if you want to talk about why you got a reading, if you're comfortable talking about that, and what actually impressed you about the reading.
The reason I got the reading, and it was just, you know, I'm like, I need to do this. I want to do this. It was just calling me to do it. Like, and then I'm looking at the price. I'm going, oh boy, now I'm going to have to, you know, pay this much or put in my PayPal credit. But someone's like, no, just do it. It'll be worth it. And I went with it. And I have not regretted it for a second.
Awesome. Great. And what impressed you about Sohail? What did you like?
His conviction, his passion, and the intensity of how he spoke of God.
Mm.
It was so contagious that when I was listening to him, I'm going, I want that.
Mm.
I want that. What you're feeling, I want that. And the more I was talking to him and the more he was telling me that my life is, I'm going to envy my own life. His absolute conviction of that, I was just, it just, something in me just shifted. It was like, wow. Because everything he was saying, it was like the knowing in me that that was the truth. That was the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went into how you connect to God and how you did and how he does it and how I can do it, there were three keys. He went specifically into each one. Again, that love and that passion was coming through so strongly that my whole body was like vibrating.
Oh my God.
I was like, I can't wait to do this because I feel it. I feel it in him. And again, him being so contagious, I had it in me. And God, I hope I'm making sense, but I have so much passion thinking about it right now. I'm just so like thinking about how I felt at that time.
It brings tears to your eyes, doesn't it?
Yeah, not only that, but I feel like I'm vibrating right now just thinking about it.
I love it. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean because he's like that.
He's, my goodness, yeah.
And that's who he is in reality, too. That's who he is. So that's beautiful. I love that. How would you differentiate that from, have you ever had any other psychic reading or tarot reading or anything like that or astrology reading? How would you differentiate this?
They were very, you know, people that were very highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing in comparison. I'm sorry to say, it was just like, I felt like I wasted my money with everybody else. I just didn't, I was like, yeah, okay, that was okay. And but with him, it was like, my God, that was like one of the best things I've ever done.
Wow.
That was the feeling, and I'm being 100% honest.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how intense it was. That's how, and at the same time, it was like talking to an old friend. It was like him and I reconnected, even though I've never met him before. It felt like two old friends getting together. And he was just so passionate about my life and so excited for me to live my life and so excited for me to, you know, be connected with God again, that was, to me, was the most powerful thing I've ever had done.
Oh, my God, that's so beautiful. Yeah. And then one of the questions was that, was there something that surprised you? Like, there's no way Sohail. See, one of the things that impressed me, as I said in the interview, was that I'm surrounded by psychics and, you know, readers, and I get offers to get free readings all the time. And I've gotten many, just like you said, people that are very well known. But when he started telling me stuff, it was shocking. Like, how could you have known this? How could you have, like, he described my house to me. I was like, oh, my God, how did you know? And then over the years, of course, he has said some things that were completely out of the left field. Even I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't even trying to manifest any of that. And, of course, they manifested. So was there something like that in your reading that really surprised you? Like, how did he know that?
Well, he did tell me that he says, you're a very powerful healer. He says you can just take the pain out of a person, just pull it out of them and crumple it with your hands. You just pull it out of them. And that's exactly the technique that I'm learning and that I've been using and I'm kind of training myself more and more on, that exact technique, like pulling the pain out. And he was doing it like I do it. Like, okay, wow.
Wow.
With his hand, exactly how I do it. So, and I didn't even tell him that that's what I want to do or that's what I'm doing. He just came out and said it. I'm like, wow, okay. So any kind of doubt that I had about myself about, you know, doing it and going ahead with it, just he took it right out. So there's no doubt in my mind now. There's like complete going forward with it. So.
Yeah, because it's, you know, that's one of the things that I know about him is that because he's seeing images of you, he may not even know it himself, what it is, but he can mimic it sometimes. And then you know exactly what he's doing. Like, oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, what is it? So sometimes you have to tell him, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because he's just seeing it, right? So it's quite interesting. So, oh my God, that's so cool. And and the last question would be, if somebody is listening, if they're watching your feedback, what would you say to them about getting a session with him or maybe getting the coaching from him on how to do it? What would you say?
I would say that he is the most honest, most genuine, good-hearted, connected to God people person that I've ever had a session with, that I've ever encountered.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. And I'm going to stop the recording.
Awesome. So that was Mary Gust. I had asked to speak to her because she had given really beautiful testimonial, and I thought it would be great to do a short interview with her and ask her about her experience and exactly what she went through. So that was that for you guys. And so it must feel so great to be able to help people in such a profound manner, to be able to touch their lives in such a profound manner. So,
It brings tears. I don't know.
Yeah. Beautiful. I have a couple of more questions that I will go over very quickly. So you guys, you want to learn how to do this? If you want to impact people's lives in such a profound manner, this is an opportunity for you guys to learn from, in my opinion, one of the most accurate oracles in the world right now, blissupnow.com. Quantum 22, Quantum 22. And this is the only time it's going to be offered live like this, because once we have the recording, Sohail does want as many people to learn this as possible, but he won't be able to offer it live like this because, like I said, he wants to go really deep with the 10 people that buy right now that are in the group. He does not want the group to be bigger than 10. And after that, it will not be live. So just want to make sure if this is something that is calling out, that resonates with you, go ahead and jump in. Remember, if you have PayPal credit, you can get into the program now and you can make payments to PayPal later. Sohail, I wanted to ask you about, you know, we covered this in the first interview, but just for people that maybe didn't listen to that call. So you had this wild pony that kind of woke up in your life. You didn't know how to control it. And eventually you met someone who was a master, right? And he taught you. He taught you how, first of all, he told you what it is. You're not crazy. So tell us about him. He passed away a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, he passed away 2020 with COVID, and a very beautiful soul, very beautiful soul. This is what I tell people. You see, you never know what destiny has in for you. So like when this thing was happening, I was in a different city in Pakistan. And then from there, this kept happening with me. I kept telling the divine creator, Allah, please take it away. Please take it away. Because I didn't know how to guide it, how to ride it. It was like a pony, like a wild horse, stallion. It was throwing me against walls like it did with you. And it would, I would come to know things earlier than when they were to happen. So it had started like that. And I didn't want it to upset my normal life. I wanted to live a normal life. So I did a lot of praying, but it didn't go away. Then I moved to another city. This is how destiny had it in line for me. This is what I tell people destiny is. And it had it in line. And I, like all the others, like all of us, I also wanted to know about my future. And I asked someone, I said, is there someone in the city I would, because I was very disturbed. And I was given a number and a name, and I kept calling this guy. He would keep delaying our meeting. And then one day we met, and he told me things which blew me, you know, like out of my pants. I mean, things. He told me about my past, and he told me what is going to happen in the future, and he told me way ahead in the future. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And on and on and on. Anyway, so after some time, so I was in the same city, he was in the same city, and we would meet every now and then. But he had nothing to tell me anymore because he had already told me a lot. But then we became very good friends. And one day he asked me, would you like to do this? And I said, what? He said this. I said, are you crazy? He said, no, you have it in you. So then I told him about my previous thingy-majingies, like whatever I went through. My experiences. Mm-hmm. And see, I told you, you have it. So would you like to go through, would you like to learn this? I said, well, just like you. So I told him, well, you are here, I'm here, so we are always here. I don't want to learn it. He said, listen, I'm going to go very soon. You might as well learn it from me. And I said, so what do I do for it? So now this depends totally on everybody's different personalities. My personality was a little different, whatever he saw in me and whatever. So he said, first of all, you have to submit completely to the divine, Allah Almighty. I said, okay, so how do I submit to him? So he said, you need to say your prayers a lot and regularly. So he made me, first of all, do that. And second of all, because I was a little too naughty, I didn't much.
Not a little, very naughty.
I was very naughty. I didn't believe much in death as such. And death is something which you got to know is going to come. Right?
So let me tell the audience that when Suhail is saying he was a little naughty, what he means is he had had 4 crashes. He never listened to his superiors. He did all those flying acrobats that you're not allowed to do. He was fearless. He did not know how to feel fear. He had been in combat. He had shot down Russian aircraft. And like I said, he himself had had 4 crashes, not one, 4 crashes. So the guy didn't know how to feel fear. Now go ahead.
And thank you. So grateful that you explained it. So in order to bring the fear of death and not to be careless with this precious life that I have, which is a gift from Allah. Mm-hmm. It is a gift from Allah. You need to take care of it, and you need to really fear death, man. You will die. Don't do these stupid acts. So what he did was to put the fear of death in me. I think he was in a mood to strictly enforce everything on me. He said, okay, so do you have any graveyard around your place? I said, yes. He said, okay, so dig a grave enough to put a coffin in it. Not like the deep, deep 6 feet,
but just as much deep as a coffin would come into it. I said, okay, then. He said, put a coffin in it, a wooden coffin, a normal. Because we don't have those fancy coffins. We have very normal wood coffins.
Basic coffins.
So he said, put that. And I said, then? He said, when you go to sleep at night, you need to come to this graveyard, bring your pillow, bring your bed sheet, and go to sleep in this. I said, are you crazy? He said, well, this is the way to put fear into you. So I said, how do I come to the graveyard at night? He said, you will be able to manage. Anyway, with a little bit of help with a guy who looks after the graveyard, I knew him, he knew me. Somehow the other, we connected, we dug a grave, I gave him money, all that. And then I laid a coffin in that. And initially it was very terrible. I mean, how can you sleep in a graveyard? And it was not possible. After about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I would sleep like a baby in that. Because you get used to it.
And you learn to, in order to overcome the fear, first you felt fearful, but then in order to overcome it, you had to concentrate and use your resolve.
Lucy,
so it was...
I became friends with the graveyard. And it would be like home for me.
You became also friends with the unknown.
Absolutely. So there I met an unknown. And one night, an unknown just comes in. And, oh, my God, that was very shaky. And anyway, we became friends. And a lot of, you know, it's a very good experience. You need to realize this life of yours.
But wait. We don't want, because this was one of the things when Sahil told me, I said, forget it. There's no way. I don't even have interest in learning. And now I have absolutely no interest. And he said, no. That is what that gentleman had to do with me, because you have to understand, if you saw Sohail's record in the military and the Air Force, he was really a renegade, out of control.
So this was
a prescription for him. Now when he's been teaching me, and you know, because it's all about learning how to concentrate, having a respect for the divine, having respect for life, reverence, really reverence for life and reverence for the divine and reverence for people and their problems. And he was, of course, very young too at that time. So with age, we tend to have that anyway. So that was a crazy experience. And then I guess you practiced after that. And I want to remind everyone that all of this was going on while Sohail was still in the Air Force. So this was all kind of underground. It was in the closet. So for people that are going to learn this and they're going to practice, not just with each other, but with their family, friends, their clients, you guys will be able to progress very quickly. Because you will be, because Sohail couldn't do this, right? He couldn't do it with people. Majority of people didn't know he had this ability. Actually, he hid it. He had to hide it. So you're talking about the military, man. I mean, you can't have stuff like this going on.
No.
You can't.
No,
and you're a fighter pilot. So you absolutely cannot have stuff like this. They'll think you're crazy.
Yeah.
And they won't let you get into a jet after that. And Sohail has been, since then, he's been a test pilot for all kinds of fighter aircrafts and commercial aircraft. So, again, a position of which requires your faculties to be very sane and present. And as you guys know, majority of the world does not understand these arts, right? The ESP and this kind of stuff. They don't understand it. So if you claim to be able to do this stuff, if Sohail had openly been claiming it years ago, they would have rendered him useless as a pilot.
Yes.
So
yes.
he couldn't do any of that. And he's still a pilot. So So anyway, just wanted to give you guys this backstory because that was really funny. You'll hear more stories in the course as he is going to go over some of the experiences that he had when he was in the graveyard. Because when you are going into the other realms, you are likely to meet all kinds of beings, and how to decipher and discern who you can make friends with, because it's all your will, right? It all depends on your will. Whoever you give permission to can come into your energy field. Otherwise, they cannot. So Sohail will guide you on making sure who to give permission to and who not to give permission to, because frankly, you don't need the help of any other being when you do this. The soul is way more powerful than angels or guides or anybody else. Human soul is way more powerful. So anything else you want to add, Sohail? I know I've been doing most of the talking. I'm sorry.
You do it so well. You do it. Without you, I won't be. You see, I'm like that. I need to have a support like yours because I don't have words the way you speak, the way you talk. I cannot. And you know that. There's nothing hidden. It's just that, please, all of the audience, you got to know one thing to do this. There is only one power around you, and that is Allah. That is the divine creator. Whatever by Allah it means, your God, he or she, the divine creator. All the angels and entities and spirits and everything, they're servants to Allah. They are slaves to Allah. You should connect to Allah directly, to the divine creator. He will connect with you. The others will not connect with you. The others cannot help you. He's the only one who will help you. 7.5 billion people on earth, all of them at one time call Allah. Allah can be with them, all of them at the same time. And before the last word comes mouth, oh God, this is how you call him, oh God, the D comes out of your mouth, he's bang opposite your face. So whom would you like to connect with? With the big, the most powerful, the president, the boss, or people who work for him? I would say you would like to connect because he's the only one who will connect with you. The rest are all his slaves. We are his slaves. Human being is the best creation of Allah. Remember that. Human beings are the best creation. He says it, that you are not my only creation, but you are my best creation. Our mind, our soul is far more superior than any other creation of his. So our soul can do all this portal traveling. Trust me, all our prophets before us have been doing this portal traveling. We all know it. It's in all the four religious books. Portal traveling, dimension traveling, they have been doing. Now, down below, there are no more prophets. So we normal humans do it now. But it is kept a secret. And it is not revealed to the humans right now because there would be panic. And scientists have discovered portal doors. We all know it. They are about to declare these portal doors. All these alien ships that you see, they come through portal doors. They don't come through your skies. Because if they come through your skies, your radars, your satellites would pick them up. They suddenly appear. So where do they appear from? The portal doors. And we all know it, portal doors are there, wormhole traveling, dimension jumping. It's just that the humans have still not been open about it, and the scientists have not declared about it. Soul is very powerful. God bless you all.
Yeah. And you as well. Thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful talk. And I want to encourage those of you that want to learn from Sohail, that can want to connect with him, quantum jumping, let's make it a reality for you guys. There is some practice that you will need to learn. And like I said, when I did that meditation with him and I pushed my soul out after that, it was really interesting. I will be learning from him later. Just don't feel called to do it yet because I have perhaps because I have so much on my plate with, you know, the work that I'm doing for the Pakistani and Indian women, that's just a lot, and it requires no quantum jumping.
Far more.
So when I'm ready for that, I will be learning that. Lots and lots of love to all of you guys. That offer, again, is at blissupnow.com/quantum22. I don't know how many spots are already gone. If you click on the order now and it takes you to the order page, that means it's still available. Go ahead and check out with it. Send us your questions. We're here, happy to help. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Bye-bye. Bye.